I'm delighted to tell you that my guest on the tea break this afternoon is Darren Parrish from the Animal Centre at the RSPCA South Godston. Darren, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Thank you very much.
It's very good to see you here. Now, I suppose for the uninitiated, Darren, we maybe ought to just mention where exactly the centre is, and you run a shop as well, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We've got a charity shop up in Caterham High Street, and the Animal Centre itself is just outside of the South Godstone Village, just off the A22.
Brilliant. And what's your role at the centre?
I'm the manager of the centre, which means I have to be a bit of a jack of all trades, I'm afraid.
And it presumably means that the staff answer to you, so you say jump and they say how high.
I'd like to think so.
Excellent, jolly good. Well, let's cut to the chase about the RSPCA itself, Darren. Clearly it operates at national and local level. How does South Godstone fit in nationally?
We're part of, one of 17 national animal centres. So our job is to take in the animals that our inspectors are picking up and rescuing day in, day out. Without us being there to take those animals in, we wouldn't be able to rescue the animals in the first place.
So it's very much a practical operation.
Yes, very much so.
And what about funding? Now, does the National Association receive money from the government, and how do you fit into that picture?
The RSPCA receives no funding from the government at all. It's a common misconception, actually. I think lots of people think, because of that royal tag to the RSPCA, that we get government funding, but we don't, and we don't get any lottery funding either. It's purely by public donation.
So that means that you've got a consistent need, really, to raise money.
Yes, we have, and in recent years we've seen a huge increase in demand for our services.
Let's talk quickly about how you use the money when you've received it, and then talk about the big fundraising event that's coming up in very short order.
Okay, so what happens with the money that comes to our RSPCA South Godstone? It goes to run the centre. We've got 52 kennels, 46 cat pens. We take in wildlife and rabbits and guinea pigs and everything in between. So everything we receive for our centre is spent at the centre at South Godstone, taking in local animals and animals from within the London sort of M25 boundary, rescuing them, rehabilitating and finding them loving new homes.
And I imagine that requires a serious amount of upkeep.
It does, yes.
So tell us now about the Easter Fair that's coming up this weekend.
So yeah, this coming Sunday, the 20th of March, we've got our Easter Fair. It's an annual event for us. It's a way of us raising funds to keep the centre going, to go the extra mile for the animals. So we've got an Easter egg hunt, and then we've got lots of different games and stalls going on. We've got a lovely barbecue and cakes, all sorts of things going on. Real great fun for all the family.
Excellent. And times for that?
It's from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no entrance fee, but we do ask people to make a donation because obviously it's going towards a good cause. For the children to take part in the Easter egg hunt, it costs £3 per child, but every child goes away with a lovely little goodie bag.
Let's go back then to your day-to-day practicalities. Tell us about the sorts of animals you care for and the criteria for taking them in the first place.
We don't really have a criteria such for taking in. What we focus on at the centre is taking in the animals that are most at need. So we really focus on what our RSPCA inspectors are picking up. So whatever needs our help, we take in, basically, whether it be a dog, a cat, wildlife, or the odd snake or spider or something as well. It's whatever needs our help.
And do you accept referrals from the public?
We do occasionally take animals in from the public if we believe there's a serious welfare need, but we really focus on those ones that have nobody to care for them at all.
So essentially it's referrals by RSPCA inspectors. Yeah. Okay, what about the breadth of animal life? I mean, you've mentioned snakes and spiders. Anything else unusual at the centre at the moment?
We've got a snake at the moment. Other than that, I wouldn't say there's anything unusual. We had a litter of puppies born on Tuesday, so we've got a mum with six healthy puppies at the moment that they're helping to take care of as well. Unfortunately, because mum wasn't very well when she came into us, we're having to give her a lot of supportive care and sort of hand-rearing the puppies a little bit as well, because she's not quite up to managing all six herself. But I wouldn't say there's anything out of the ordinary at the moment.
So principally, it's cat world and dog world.
That's the bulk of our work, yes.
And what about rehoming, Darren? How many rehomings do you get through in a 12-month, say?
Last year, we rehomed just under 600 animals. So that's a considerable number of animals. We tend to rehome slightly more cats than we do dogs these days. I think cats just fit into people's modern lifestyles a little bit easier. You don't need the exercise and things with those, do you?
Do you work with other organisations like Cats Protection and so on?
From time to time, yep, the RSPCA does. Because some of the rescues we take part in, sometimes we can go into a property, expect to find two cats, and we'll walk in and there'll be 150 cats.
Yeah.
And in those scenarios, we just haven't got enough capacity at our centres to deal with that. So then we do have to help, call on the help of other organisations.
Let's go back, if we may, to the homing business. And how would I or any member of the public go about adopting from the South Godstone Centre?
Well, thanks to the wonder of the internet, you can look at all of our animals online now. So you don't even have to leave the safety of your own home. You can sit at home in the evening with a coffee or a glass of wine and have a look at what we've got available for homing. If you see something you're interested in, you can pop down to the animal centre. We're open every day of the week from 11 till 4, apart from Wednesday. We're closing a Wednesday for vet visits and things like that. And yeah, you just come into reception, tell us you're interested in adopting an animal, and we run through a matching process.
I think that's wise, isn't it? And usually successfully?
Yeah, we have very good success rates with rehoming. We have very few animals come back to us because of that matching process. What we feel is that most homes can offer some kind of animal a good home, and for us it's just about matching up. So sometimes a dog might not be a good match because of the amount of time it's going to be left, so a cat would be better, or if you live on a really busy road or something and a cat could be a high risk, then rabbits and guinea pigs are always an option as well.
Let's come back to your management role, Darren, if we may. Tell us about the staff. Is everyone at the centre and the catering shop a paid member, or do you have volunteers?
We rely very heavily on volunteers. Being a charity, we just simply don't have the funds for everybody that works for us to be paid. It's just not possible. So with the charity shop, we have a paid manager and a deputy manager there, and then everybody else is volunteers. We've got about 25 volunteers to help keep that shop running. And then at the animal centre, there's a total of 18 staff that are paid, and then we have about 80 volunteers on our books, and we're always looking at taking on more volunteers as well, actually.
So how do listeners in Redhill, Reigate, Hawley and Crawley, I'm afraid we don't blow up into Caterham quite, but Redhill, Reigate, Hawley and Crawley, how would they become involved?
The best thing to do is to visit our website. If they just go online to www.rspca-friendsofsouthgodstone.org.uk, there's a page on there for volunteering with all the vacancies we currently have. So they go on there, fill out the online application form, and then they'd be invited in for induction, and we'd get them started with helping out with the animals.
So it's Google Friends of South Godstone, or go to Friends of South Godstone. Okay. Are there any other contact details we need to mention?
The only other contact details, I guess, would be if anyone did want to call up and speak to us about adopting an animal, the centre's telephone number is 0300 123 0741.
Great. Now, we've mentioned the Easter Fair this coming Sunday. Any other fundraising events in the pipeline?
Yeah, we have. We've got a full calendar. Moving ahead, we've got boot fairs in May and June. We've got a big open day, a family open day, on the 3rd of July as well. So yeah, lots of things coming up. The best thing to do is to have a look at our website again, or go onto Facebook. We've got a RSPCA South Godstone Facebook page where we put all our event details as well.
It'd be a bit fatuous, Darren, to ask you why you've chosen Who Let the Dogs Out, but before we play an extra little bonus track, Winston's got What's New Pussycat for you as well in a moment. Who are they for, these two tracks?
I would say that Who Let the Dogs Out can go to Princess, our dog who's recently given birth to her pups, and Coco the cat.
Darren Parrish, manager at the Animal Centre at the RSPCA South Godstone. It's been a real pleasure chatting to you this afternoon on Susie 103.4.
Thank you very much.